Today I'm supposed to be speaking on the subject matter of the formation of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the actual corporation that was formed in New York in 1966. This event, like many great momentous events, can be compared to before and after. Before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the instructions and the empowerment that he gave the six Goswamis, Vrindavan was covered. The places of pastimes of Krishna Leela were unknown to the public in general. So it took the appearance of God Himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, of course, because Advaitacharya called him. Because there was a great need. There was so much ignorance. This is described, of course, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was so much ignorance. There was so much misuse of authority. There was so much confusion that Advaitacharya had to call him. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he appeared with his associates, and he gathered them, and he instructed them, and he empowered them. So he created a great movement. Srila Prabhupada calls it the Chaitanya cult. He created a great movement in which the true nectar, the true benefit, the true access to Krishna Prema was made available. And what was the result? Now we have Sri Vrindavan Dham. People come from all parts of the world and they can go to the different places of pastimes. They can go on parikram and they can worship the Lord because of the works of the Goswamis. Many people come to Vrindavan and they don't even know about this. Therefore, is the purpose of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness to educate the public at large. There's going to be a new preaching center here, I believe. The plan is that what was the Gurukula will be transformed into a special building, a specialized facility to preach. And we would hope that one of the goals of such a facility is that when the pilgrims and people come from all places, even from Delhi, they will go away knowing who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who are the six Goswamis and what they did. Otherwise, Vrindavan, for many people, remains a place where you can just come, take some quick darshan, eat something on the street, buy some paraphernalia, and go home. So it is our business to educate and remember. Remember what the Goswamis achieved and glorify them. So similarly, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He gave instructions to the six Goswamis. And he empowered them. He empowered them. So that is also the business of our of the parampara, that we seek to be empowered, and we need to be empowered to spread Krishna consciousness, to change the hearts and minds of the public. So Srila Prabhupada, on the order of his spiritual master, under the inspiration and instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, at the age of 69, he went on a steamship to the West. And what was there to greet him? What guidelines could he follow? Only that he had to depend on Krishna. But he had the instructions and the fortification of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who had published a book on the teachings or precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and had sent that to the Western world. So that seed, that bij, had been planted. That idea was there, but it needed to be fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada puts in his purports in the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, that for anything to be accomplished, there has to be some organization, some capital, some leadership. You see, what is a piece of cloth? The Mayavadis would just tell us it is cotton and it has nothing else. But we know that things take place because of persons, because of ideas, empowerment, determination, organization. And what is capital? That is Lakshmi. That is the good wishes of others that are granted. Lakshmi should always be employed in the service of Narayan. So Srila Prabhupada went to the West not as a unguided preacher, having no strategy, yukta vairagya, that Srila Prabhupada was using his brain. He asked his sannyasis right here in Vrindavan, I think it was around 76. So what is needed to spread Krishna consciousness? And they were expressing devotion and so forth, which would be correct. But Prabhupada said, what is the special ingredient required to spread Krishna consciousness around the world? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted. He predicted himself, it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Krishna consciousness movement, the chanting of the holy names, will be spread to every town and village of the world. Now, many people who are here present were not necessarily even born in 1965. But in any case, can you imagine 1965, Srila Prabhupada leaves India. What is the specter? What is the hope? What is the scope? What is the understanding that Krishna consciousness will spread to every town and village of the world? What is the hope? Only it appears that it is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has stated it. But only those who have enough Shraddha, those who are determined, those who are empowered, they can realize that on behalf of the Lord, anything is possible and anything will be possible if Krishna wants it. Srila Prabhupada used to say, shoot for the rhinoceros. Go for the big game. Don't think small. Here he was, one man, elderly, having a heart attack while going on a steamship alone, no assistance, and going to the West. Because he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had stated that this Krishna consciousness will spread. There was no doubt in his mind. His Guru Maharaj had asked him. So therefore there was no doubt as to what his mission was. But when he asked the sannyasis, what is the key ingredient to spreading Krishna consciousness? He said something a little surprising, which we should meditate upon. He said, intelligence. So is this the puffed up idea? Oh, I'm very intelligent. Where does intelligence come from? Sarvasya chaham hridi sanivasto matas mritir ganam pohanam cha. The Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. And from him comes all knowledge, remembrance, and even forgetfulness. So Srila Prabhupada says, even the bank robber, he is praying to God. Every living entity is depending on God, knowingly or unknowingly. Why? Because that is the fact. There is no other intelligence. All intelligence is borrowed from God. All authority is borrowed from God. All knowledge is borrowed from God. All ability, all the six opulences, are all borrowed from God. So when Srila Prabhupada spoke in the West, he did not say, oh, I am very intelligent. He said, my only qualification is that I have not changed the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He equated it to like a mailman. I happened to be present when he said this. It is well known, but it has special meaning to me because I was present. It was the first lecture I heard of Srila Prabhupada's in 1968. And he said, my only qualification is that I have not changed the message. I am like the mailman. I am delivering the mail. I have not adulterated it. He said, I have not pilfered with the mail. So, he is giving the direct information. He has faith in Krishna. So where does intelligence come in? Of course it is coming from Krishna. And we must pray for intelligence. But what type of intelligence? Active intelligence. The business of the Vaishnava is to spread Krishna consciousness around the world on behalf of Mahaprabhu. So active intelligence. So when Srila Prabhupada came, managed by Krishna's blessings, to come to the United States by himself, he had to depend on Krishna. And he formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He formed it legally. He formed a legal organization, ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada tells the story Someone said, why don't you name it International Society for God Consciousness? And Srila Prabhupada said, no. There has to be Krishna consciousness, because that is the actual sanam bonam. So when he formed it, there were a few ragtag young boys and girls who helped him. And he did not discourage them on the basis of their ignorance. He was not discouraged himself. He knew that if he gave the message of Krishna consciousness, it would spread. And as soon as there was an International Society for Krishna Consciousness in New York, he said, now, Shamsundar, you go, you know, you form one in, Michael, he was then known as Michael Grant. You go to Los California, you can start a center there. So where is the intelligence? These people don't even know anything. So what is the intelligence that Srila Prabhupada is referring to? According to Kala, Patra Desh, huh? According to time and circumstance, Krishna consciousness must be spread vigorously. According to time, place, people. So he formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he stated the purposes. I sent an email to myself here. It has the official documents of the forming of ISKCON. Many of you may be familiar with this. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, before the six Goswamis came to Vrindavan, Krishna consciousness was covered. Afterwards, there was a revival. This is an epic moment in history. Before there was the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, formed in New York City in 1966, there was ignorance. Just as Advaitacharya had called out to Mahaprabhu to please appear. And after, the sun rose and Krishna consciousness started spreading. This is the historical fact. So I'll read from the document. This is the official document that formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the corporation. We, the undersigned, for the purpose of forming a corporation pursuant to the religious corporation law of the state of New York, do hereby make, subscribe, and acknowledge this certificate as follows. First, the name of the corporation shall be the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Incorporated. Second, the purposes for which the corporation is organized are A. To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life, in order to check the imbalance of values in life, and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Two, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So these were obviously the words of Srila Prabhupada. He formed the ISKCON movement on this basis. To bring members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, and to thus develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. So right from the beginning, Prabhupada is explaining the difference between the living entity and Krishna. To teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To erect for members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. All of these things, of course, have come to pass in the biggest possible way. Because Srila Prabhupada was empowered. Before there was ISKCON, there was only darkness, even in many parts of India. There was no venue for engaging in bhakti for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness in foreign countries. What is the result? Now there are, what, over 500 temples? I read that the other day. 500 temples. Over 100 restaurants and many other Namhat organizations throughout the land, throughout the world. I just read a wonderful letter from Dayaram Prabhu, who is one of the trustees or managing Mayapur Dham. And with the blessings of the Bengal government, over 500 acres, I don't know, in India you have acres or you have bigas? Acres? Anyways, acres. An acre is, I forgot how large a number, but it's around 250 feet by 250 feet, something like that. And so 500 acres of land have all now been registered in ISKCON's name together as one entity. This is a great accomplishment. Because over the years, due to the communist government, due to some rules, it was not possible to spread Krishna consciousness as a unit there. It had to be spread out. But now it is recognized, and for its contribution. And originally, Srila Prabhupada had asked his disciples, please arrange for 200 acres. Now there are over 500 acres. So that's Sridhar Mayapur. Here, as you may know the history, the devotees came here. They were living in straw huts. They came from different parts of the world. They knew nothing, living very austerely here. Now it is an international mecca, an international transcendental tirtha, in which people from around the world come here. Why? Why? Because Srila Prabhupada went to the West. Frankly, if you trace the history, because Srila Prabhupada went to the West as an elderly man, formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, formed the corporation, got the organization, was able to take donations legally, put it in a bank account for Krishna. Prabhupada says some gurus, when they're offered money, the hand shrinks back because what? They're calling this renunciation. He says, no, my hand goes out for Krishna. So he formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in one place, and then it spread. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in every town and village is becoming, obviously, more and more and more closer to that perfect stage. But here in Vrindavan, now people are coming from all parts of the world and all parts of India. When I was here in 1974, but then again in 77, even in the early 80s, after the noon aarti was over, all of the bicycle rickshaws, no other rickshaws, there were no other rickshaws, all the bicycle rickshaws left. At 12:30, this road out here, Bhaktivedanta Marg, Swami Marg, Chattikara Road, was empty. Can you imagine? By even 1983, empty after the noon aarti. If you wanted to go into Vrindavan after the noon aarti, you had to walk. I'm not exaggerating. Can you imagine that? Why is it now that there's such a striking change? Because Srila Prabhupada went to New York in 1965, and then in 1966 he started ISKCON. That is why. Can you trace the history? Do you need some clarification? I will answer any question on that. He started the process in motion. He started the process in motion. In other words, even people from all around India were not coming to Vrindavan. Very few. You always knew that, oh yes, it's Purnima, the Rajasthanis will come. The villagers will come, the Gaonwalas, they'll come. When it was Shravan, yes, there were many groups, they would come, and they would set up their pandals all over Vrindavan, and then they would go. But now you can't even get into Vrindavan. The police find it's too crowded. What changed that? Those who are empowered, they can change things. But what do? They set the example. They don't just appear and magic unfolds. They engage in a process. A step-by-step process. And therefore Prabhupada has given us so many engagements. He asked us to print books in all the different languages. And because his disciples followed his instructions, just as he followed his Guru Maharaj, therefore ISKCON is successful. Everything is dependent on that. So Srila Prabhupada, he gave a lecture, I think in 72, on the appearance of his Guru Maharaj. And he expressed that he was totally, he felt totally unqualified when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati asked him to go to the West. But based purely on that determination, simply to follow that instruction, and getting the intelligence from Krishna, he was able to pursue this movement. So Krishna is situated in every devotee's heart, and our business is that simply to request to be empowered by Krishna. As Rupa Goswami, he was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is not possible for Rupa Goswami's writings to have occurred without the blessings and the empowerment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is not possible for Srila Prabhupada to have gone to the West without the parampara, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's instruction, and without his devotion or his determination. That's how he got the intelligence. That is where intelligence comes from. And so each and every temple in ISKCON now is a microcosm, is a small or not so small version. Prabhupada wanted each temple to stand on its own. He didn't want just one big merge. He wanted each devotee, not only each temple, but each devotee to be personally enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. Not to become discouraged, to become enlivened. What can I do for Krishna? And that is how there is a change. That is how the change occurs. So again, to repeat this most important point, before there was ISKCON, certainly in the West, there was ignorance. And in India, not so much interest. And now, we are here in Vrindavan and we see the difference. There's one professor, Thomas Hopkins from Franklin Marshall College or University. He's a historian, a religious historian. And he came to know Srila Prabhupada, and he would use Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita in his class to teach at the university. But he's a religious historian, and he said, in the time that Lord Jesus Christ appeared and had his disciples, it has been 50 years, okay? It's been about 50 years since ISKCON was formed, a little more. He said, in 50 years, still no one, after the appearance and the activities of Lord Jesus Christ, hardly anyone knew who Jesus Christ was in the first 50 years. It took several centuries, hundreds of years, before people started understanding what Lord Jesus Christ had to say. And he said, with Muhammadism, Islam, the first 50 years, again, historically speaking, very few people on the planet knew who Muhammad was and what his teachings were. So therefore, Thomas Hopkins, he's not a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he's a historian. He said, what Srila Prabhupada has done is unprecedented in religious history. You should know what this movement is, and you should know how it spread, and you should be enthusiastic, ecstatic that you are part of it. But you should know that Prabhupada was a practical person. So he started by forming an organization. And he registered it. And he used his intelligence according to time, place, and circumstance to spread Krishna consciousness. And now the result has come. So we should know a thing. We should know how things happen. They don't happen magically. There's a process of devotion, activity, yukta vairagya, and then by Krishna's grace, something may happen. And this takes place every day, right here. When the devotee approaches the deity and engages in seva, when a devotee goes out and distributes books one by one to one person after another, there's an interaction with the supersoul of the person who's being preached to, the supersoul of the devotee who's preaching. There's always interaction. Krishna is always there. So the empowerment principle is always there. So that is the important thing to always remember. So does anybody have any question? I have made some statements. Maybe someone disagrees. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, it's great that pilgrims can come in and they've heard about Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But some people also complain of, you know, the traffic and the rajasic activity here can distract people from their sadhana. I don't know if you have, if you could just go a little into that subject.
There are also lots of monkeys here. If you go around Vrindavan, your glasses might be stolen. Any more complaints? No, this is Kali Yuga. We are not on Satyaloka preaching Krishna consciousness. This is Kali Yuga. It was Kali Yuga when Vrindavan was empty, and it's Kali Yuga when Vrindavan is full. It's still Kali Yuga. Now we must find the ways and means to bring it higher and higher and higher. So I was suggesting in the beginning, one possible way to help is to educate the public in general. How is it that this temple has come here? How is it that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, the pastimes of Krishna and the places of his pastimes have been come to our knowledge? How did this come about? When you come to Vrindavan, where are you coming? What is the history of the place? Many people come here naturally and they have no idea. Therefore, the devotee must educate him. Therefore, I'm just suggesting that we're this new preaching facility, the Gurukul building, that now will be transformed into a multi-purpose facility. One of the objectives should be that all the persons who come here for darshan should have an opportunity to, in some way or another, possibly with a video, something, different languages, to learn who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Rupa Goswami, who are the Goswamis, and what did they do? What was Vrindavan before and what is Vrindavan after? What was the United States like before Srila Prabhupada came and what is it like now? This information should be shared. We keep it. We know. But we have to share this information. I'm suggesting that if the public at large knew these things, they would be more reverential. It's a small step, but it may be effective. Yes, Prabhu.
Thanks.
Visiting where?
visiting popular and
yes.
Just like Robert Hatterfield, that is giving the example that this, I'm sitting there at a banana tree, with a small seed, from small seed, so the banana tree is gone. So similar way, we see that from Prabhupada, there's so many centers and so many devotees are done. So this is all Lord's mercy and Lord's wanting this thing to be happening in this time of life. So this thing is going on.
Yes, thank you. So that is a great science to understand the bija. Where does the bija come from? Who plants the bija? Who takes care of the bija? This is, of course, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, to take care of the creeper. It's not that ISKCON was just formed and then Prabhupada was done with his business. That was the beginning. But it was extremely important. Okay? Extremely important. So you have to plant the seed and then you have to take care of the seed. And where does the seed come from? Of course, from Krishna. So therefore, the spiritual master is always the representative of Krishna. If you want to water the root of the tree, you serve the Guru Maharaj. As did Srila Prabhupada. As did his disciples. And that's what keeps our movement very potent. That we are Rupanugas. We follow this teaching that is in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's elaborated how to take care of the bija. So therefore, this temple has been entrusted to us as part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness by Srila Prabhupada, and therefore we must guard it. What nonsense may go on outside, we cannot control. But when someone steps into this temple, we would hope that they benefit in every possible way. And how? How will they benefit? Again, by the process that Srila Prabhupada said, by our intelligence. Don't become dull, Prabhupada used to say. Do not become dull. We have to think, how can I bring this person closer to Krishna in an authorized way, depending on the teachings? So, technology is changing, people are changing, society is changing. There are changes. That's the material world. It is always changing. But the teachings of Krishna consciousness are not changing. But maybe how to induce it. Srila Prabhupada said, I am putting the old wine in new bottles. I am selling the same product, but maybe I'll make it look a little different. So the standard has never changed. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was not a new idea. It was the same as the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu formed a group, Srila Prabhupada formed a group. There's nothing new. Prabhupada didn't like new ideas in that sense. You always... There's a funny story. I usually like to tell it on Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. But one dear godbrother, Puskar Prabhu, he was a painter, artist. And he right here in Vrindavan in 77, he showed Srila Prabhupada a painting he had done of Krishna and Balaram. And Srila Prabhupada looked at it. And Prabhupada didn't say, "Oh, very nice." And give flattering words. "Oh, very nice. Thank you, thank you." No. He looked at it. And he said, It was Krishna and Balaram standing in the forest, much like Krishna and Balaram on the altar. And Srila Prabhupada said, "So, what is the pastime? What is the leela? What are you depicting? What are you showing?" And Puskar Prabhu said, "I don't know, Krishna and Balaram." Prabhupada said, "No, this is speculation." So intelligence sometimes in people's minds means, oh, I'm very intelligent, so I can speculate. No. Intelligence means, how can I use the information that I have been given to spread Krishna consciousness in a way that is effective? That makes people want to become Krishna conscious. That was Srila Prabhupada's power. And that is our heritage. That is the gift he has given us. And that's the instruction he has given us. Anybody else?
Just like Mayapur is our kind of a head products. Like that, like Vrindavan, how Vrindavan temple can play kind of the same role or maybe bigger role in your picture than this time?
Competition. Srila Prabhupada liked competition between the temples and the devotees. He says that is natural and it should be engaged in Krishna's service. Well, don't compare the two. They are totally different. Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan Dham, they are different aspects. But we do not have to be. We do not have to think, oh, in Mayapur they're doing this, so we have to do the same thing. No. We do what is appropriate. Srila Prabhupada said, "This is my home." He said that Mayapur is his place of pilgrimage. He used to say Bombay is his office, you might have heard. These are practical hints. Practical hints. So what is this place? This is a place for meditating on Krishna. Krishna Leela, all of Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, they elucidate all these details. We are a brahminical organization. We're supposed to be teaching. So we must be sharing, we must be teaching all about Krishna here. So people are coming in, they're very confused, they're very harried, they're attached to their material life. They're coming in praying to Krishna, "Please Krishna, give me good grades on my test scores, right? Or please Krishna, my business is not doing very well." So they're appealing to God. That is not wrong, but it is not very elevated. So we want to elevate them. So people are coming to Krishna for one reason or another. So you should be thinking, Prabhupada was pleased with preaching in one form or another. And I only give the example of Mayapur and 500 acres because that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada's success. He said he wanted 200 acres. He never said he wanted 200 acres in Vrindavan. So we should look what he wanted here. What are the details? He certainly wanted that people be able to come here, take shelter of Krishna, and understand what are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada stayed. What did Srila Prabhupada do? What is the example? He stayed next to Rupa Goswami's samadhi. And he wrote books. He took shelter of Rupa Goswami. So we want that. We want to teach the world how to take shelter of the Goswamis. Because that's what Srila Prabhupada was doing. It's exactly what he was doing. He wrote books glorifying their teachings. He represented them, and he said that we should all become Rupa Nugas. So here we are in Vrindavan. So that's a different meditation. Don't become confused. Yeah.
So I had one conversation in 1976 here in Vrindavan. So one person is asking different projects in response to the Rupa is explaining that we have applied for 350 acres in Myanmar. And our plan is to do a Vedic city to display the Vedic civilization. And he said, if we don't get permission there, we can get here also 500 to 600 very easily.
Okay, okay.
And after he mentioned about that 600 in there.
So how old are you?
I'm 40.
Okay. So you are a young man. Go out and do it. I'm not challenging you. It is a wonderful prospect. There are no old days in Krishna consciousness. In Srila Prabhupada formed ISKCON in 1966. He stayed in a small apartment and had a small center at 26 Second Avenue. And only 3 years later, in 1969, some devotees were sitting there, and they were the original devotees that he had initiated, and they were saying, oh, Prabhupada, it's just like the old days. It's 1969. They're in 1969, they're saying, oh, Prabhupada, it's sitting here, and it's just like the old days. And Prabhupada said, there are no old days in Krishna consciousness. So, I like your desire to serve Prabhupada in this way. Don't think it can't happen. That's the point, huh? Isn't it? It will happen if you want it to. It takes a person. Yes. Thank you. Yes, the desire trees. So in Vrindavan, there are so many desire trees. We should pray to them. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.